Welcome to our Customer Success Series webinar featuring the Medical University of South Carolina, Hospital of the Future. Here is what we will be covering in today's webinar. I'd like to introduce today's speakers. We have Michael Hashker, Telehealth Technologies Manager, joining us from the Medical University of South Carolina, as well as Clay Malloy, Video's Healthcare Director. Clay is approaching 10 years in the virtual care space. His roles have included the design of a virtual heart valve clinic, implementation of the first mobile integrated healthcare programs in the Southeast, and he recently sold robotic devices in the acute care space before coming to Video 2 years ago. As our healthcare director, Clay is on the front lines with our health systems and partners to ensure they are prepared for what looks to be the new normal in the delivery of healthcare. Clay, I'll hand it over to you.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone can finally hear me now. It's my pleasure to be introducing our featured speaker here shortly. For those of you new to Video, or even those that are not so new, I'd like to take this opportunity and introduce you to Video Health. We've been very busy this past year since the acquisition by Enchouse, and we are well on our way in transforming the delivery of telemedicine as you know it. Video Health brings together the best of legacy video technology combined with a world leader in innovation, security, and resources. Enchouse has 35 years of solid growth, providing a strong, reliable platform while delivering on two core principles, reliability and choice. In an ever-crowded market of vendors providing the same one-size-fits-all model, Video Health provides you a choice for how you host your telemedicine program. For health systems that have the technical resources and choose to maintain control over local traffic, we offer a virtualized on-prem solution. Or you can utilize our HIPAA-compliant and cloud models or hybrid model. Rather than trying to manage around a lockdown system, Video Health allows health systems to easily test new workflows with legacy equipment. Video Health also brings the best of technology advances to bear through our ecosystem partners, a real enterprise solution to scale easily, meeting today's growing demands for telehealth expansion. Video is the deeply embedded solution provided to thousands of patients through Epic MyChart, and it is also available through contextual linking. Additionally, we have a deeply embedded solution in both Cerner and Allscripts, both of which we are actively in discussions to expand the capabilities of these programs. In staying true to the core strengths of virtualized health, we've partnered with other leaders in the industry to expand the delivery of healthcare to your patients, no matter their location. A few of these partnerships include TidalCare, where we've enabled integration to their medical examination device for telemedicine workflows. These are most commonly used for remote clinic and school-based programs. With IronBow, a large device manufacturing company, we've co-designed a multi-use device, the vClinic, which can be either used as a desktop, wall mount, or cart to deliver medical examinations in the ED and ICU. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our two latest partnerships. One provides us the ability to deliver robust analytics for telemedicine consults. Colorful, detailed reports can be produced to show things like service line utilization and root causes related to misconnections. The other provides language and interpretive services right from our Video Health platform by using machine learning and AI. A physician speaking of one language can consult a patient speaking another language, as the system not only closed captions the conversation, but can also dub over in the other patient's native language. Now, I'm not sure if I've been totally clear to share this with you, but it's just too cool not to say. So by using this technology, we're actually working on developing a clinical note that can be produced from a virtual exam, reducing the amount of time a physician takes documenting post-consult. More of that to come. Video Health powers telemedicine for over 4,000 hospitals and 400 health systems. We help them meet the needs of their patients wherever they consume healthcare across the care continuum. What has been convenient for many of our health partners is that our out-of-the-box Video Connect product provides close to 90% of their telemedicine needs. We now provide customized features for Video Connect for branding purposes, and shortly we'll be launching a new virtual waiting room function, so when a patient enters the virtual consult early, they know right away that they're in a virtual healthcare waiting room. To best ensure our healthcare partners, Video Health is strengthening our support services. Prior to NCHOUS, we outsourced a lot of this work. We've now brought all of our support in-house, which allows us to address an issue the first time, and if need be, escalate much faster to get to resolution. We've even added white glove service. We get it. Healthcare is 24/7 business with no days off. We're built to meet this need. Now, I didn't list them here, but you can find more information about Video Engage and Video Platform offerings on our website. Engage provides you the ability to queue patients used for on-demand or virtual urgent care needs. Video Platform is a developer's playground, in the simplest terms, connecting Video Health into your designed application, powered by easy-to-use cross-platform SDKs. Video operates on all of these platforms, to include Android, iOS, and Mac. And on July 31, we'll be releasing Mobile WebRTC. This provides your mobile consumers of healthcare a frictionless experience when accessing a consult. Healthcare is a priority for us, and with the help of our outstanding health system partners, we are poised to do great things in the lives of patients all over the world. Now, without further ado, I'm pleased to introduce Michael Hasker, our featured speaker. Myself and others from Video have had the great fortune of working with him and his team on building out their exciting telemedicine program. Michael is the manager of Telehealth Technologies. He's born and raised in Heidelberg, Germany. He's an Army brat who served in the Navy. He has a AA electronics engineer degree. He's held multiple positions during his 32 years at NUSC, to include campus telecom, campus network systems, and in 2011 started in Telehealth Technologies. Michael, it's all yours.
Thank you, Clay. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's families are safe. MUSC is located in Charleston, South Carolina. It is the state's largest academic medical center and the number one hospital in the state for 5 years in a row, according to U.S. News and World Report. We're also federally recognized as one of two national centers for telehealth excellence, and this designation is by the Healthcare Resources Service Administration, an arm of the United States government. In 2008, when Medicare and Medicaid was cut, the reimbursements to the hospitals were reduced, it threw healthcare into a spin. Many rural hospitals were forced to close. Others had to shed services to maintain. And the governor of our state came to the president of the medical university and asked how we are going to address healthcare needs, specifically healthcare needs in the rural part of our state. South Carolina is mostly a rural state, so this impacted many hospitals. The answer to that solution is we're going to deploy telehealth in a way never seen before. The South Carolina Telehealth Alliance was created. It's a coalition of the state's largest healthcare providers with the sole purpose of disseminating and spreading telehealth throughout the state to provide specialty services to rural areas that lost those services as part of the cut. Next slide, please. Initially, when we deployed telehealth, we ran into several problems. We used legacy video conferencing applications, carts, and SIP-based software services. Because our state is rural and internet service is not the best in many of the locations, we quickly realized we were having bandwidth issues, and those issues manifested themselves in the form of dropped calls. This was very interrupting to both patients and providers and created a level of frustration that just had to be solved. There were also issues with deploying software that was built for the university, but to deploying it to the community where there were no user accounts. And then we also realized that to become a healthcare system and to expand our offerings, we needed to be doing more virtual care. Next slide, please. In 2014, MUSC acquired Vidyo. And the reason Vidyo was so attractive was that it ran a protocol that could maintain a connection in a low bandwidth setting by just slightly degrading the video. This was very impressive to our providers. We also understood that it was capable of integrating with Epic, which we did a year later, and the stroke program that we were deploying across the state could use Reach to provide stroke services. When we initially began providing stroke services in our state, only 56% of the population of our state was within a one-hour drive of a stroke care center. After deploying those stroke services, we're proud to say that 96% of our state is within a one-hour drive of a stroke care specialist. Next slide, please. COVID times are tough times. We had to be quick. We had to be nimble. We were asked to create solutions on the fly. Because we had Vidyo already installed on campus, we were able to quickly enable our providers. In the inpatient setting, we were able to take regular carts used for medication management and patient documentation. We added a camera and some speakers to it and Vidyo software. And we could allow our care team to round on patients using virtual rounding, thereby reducing exposure to our care team, offering that level of satisfaction and comfort to the patient, and giving the patients way to connect with their loved ones from afar. This resulted in a 1,400% increase in the amount of video calls that we did between March and May of this year. Next slide, please. One of the challenges to hospitals because of loss of revenue due to COVID and patients not coming to hospitals for elective procedures was to be able to do outpatient visits in a safe way, virtual outpatient visits. We wanted to get the revenue coming back in the hospital, and outpatient visits was our first challenge. Our president asked us to make sure that 80% of our outpatient visits could be done virtually. And in a matter of 4 weeks, MUSC was able to do that with tools they had on hand, Vidyo being one of those tools. It was very important and allowed our hospital to continue operating while assuring our patients that their health care was their number one priority, and we were able to do virtual visits before it was safe enough to get them back in and start the elective surgeries again. Not only are our patients in low bandwidth areas, but many of our providers also live in low bandwidth areas. Those providers are high risk providers or providers that were just simply working from home. And Vidyo allowed us to provide those services and provide continuity of care without disruption. And most of all, it is safe and HIPAA compliant. Next slide, please. So the results of using Vidyo solution during the COVID time now is it allowed us to connect both rural physicians and rural patients seamlessly. And most important, it allowed us to deploy assets to COVID units and non-COVID units. As you all know, during these times, patient visitation to hospitals is severely restricted. End-of-life patients in our hospital are only allowed two visitors, and those visitor names are not interchangeable. That's very difficult. Our inpatients are allowed one visitor, but yet pediatric patients and others have friends and family afar that are concerned about their safety. By deploying iPads to patient bedsides and creating guest links within the Vidyo platform, we were able to allow our patients to send their family members guest links and to do virtual consults. This was huge for patient satisfaction. It also helped decrease stress and anxiety because the patients had family members around them. Another benefit to deploying Vidyo during COVID times was the severe reduction in use of PPE. As you know, in the early days of COVID, there were PPE wars with hospitals bidding for PPE coming from China. A simple mask that cost 70 cents prior to COVID went up to $7. The use of Vidyo allowed us to reduce PPE because we could put a card in the room and monitor and communicate with the patient and reduce the number of times a caregiver had to go in the room to answer a quick patient call. There was also increased patient satisfaction by social distancing with their doctor visits. So they saw the hospital's efforts to keep them and the care team members safe, greatly reducing the number of COVID trips into positive patient rooms, gave our healthcare workers confidence, saved PPE, and gave our patients the confidence they needed to continue the care. Next slide, please. So with Vidyo on our campus, we greatly enhanced our patient care. We also built Vidyo into patient rooms. 3 years ago, we started on a new journey in building a state-of-the-art children's hospital located in Charleston, South Carolina, called the Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Next slide, please. In this slide, you see an actual picture from a patient room in the children's hospital. You'll notice in the upper right-hand corner of this picture a TV. Through a complex integration with GetWell Network, Vidyo and Epic, and 3 years of hard work with teams from MUSC, input from patients, input from patient families that have spent time, lengthy time in hospitals, our care team and our physicians, we were able to craft an integrated solution that allowed a patient to have virtual rounding occur in their room. There are 250 rooms in Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital, and 181 of those rooms have Vidyo integrated into the room. The patient's care team is listed on the main screen of the TV, and if you'll notice, there's an iPad by the patient bedside. On this iPad, the patient can change the temperature of the room, the lighting in the room, they can request meal services, they can look at medical videos, they can watch Netflix, YouTube, the entertainment of their choice. If a physician would like to virtually round with their patient, the physician logs into Epic, pulls up the patient chart, and requests a video visit. Upon that request, the patient TV displays a message that the provider would like to round with the patient. Does the patient accept? If the patient accepts, they're taken to a virtual room where they'll meet with their providers, other consulting physicians, or care team members and remove the care team plan of the day. This has been wonderful for patient satisfaction. Also built into the room is the ability to provide guest links as well. So the patients can send guest links to their family, regardless of where they are, and that family, using a simple browser, can attend a video session with that patient in their room. Vidyo has been a wonderful addition for MUSC. We've used it in multiple workflows. Workflows ranging from critical care, stroke care, crime victims counseling. We've also used it for mental health cases. One project that we use Vidyo for that has really made an impact is in partnership with Dorchester Mental Health and the South Carolina Department of Mental Health. We were able to install Vidyo on toughbooks for EMS supervisors. When EMS receives a call from a mental health patient, an ambulance shows up at the scene. When they realize it's a mental health call, they quickly call their supervisor, who comes to the scene, releasing the ambulance and the EMS personnel back into the call pool. The EMS supervisor then pulls out a laptop, connects that patient with a psychiatric counselor from Dorchester Mental Health, who assesses the patient. If the patient is not a harm to themselves or others, they arrange for a visit the next day. This has resulted in over $1 million in savings in Charleston County alone for non-ED transport and hospital diversions. The program was so successful, the Department of Mental Health is now rolling out this program across the other 45 counties in the state of South Carolina. The county's pilot project was done in Charleston County, which is a fairly urban county. While we won't save $1 million for every county we deploy this at, the savings will be significant and allow us to use those funds to hire more physicians and provide more care for others.
Thanks, Michael. What an incredible story. I think we're all amazed at how MUSC continually pushes the boundaries of telehealth solutions with new and innovative use cases. And what an amazing integration of healthcare and technology at your new children's hospital. We're now opening the floor to questions. Please leave them in the chat box in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen. Also joining us today is Krishnan Ram, Director of Product Management at Vidyo. He can field any of your product-specific questions today. And of course, Clay and Michael will be available to answer questions as well. I see a first question. When will the mobile RTC be released?
July 31.
And does MUSC have Vidyo Connect integrated to Epic using context-aware linking?
Yes, we have both the deep integration, which we initially started with to provide video visits via the MyChart application for certain specialties, but we also have context-aware linking, and Epic is encouraging us to do away with the deep integration linking as a result of having context-aware linking active.
Thanks, Michael. What changes did you make in order to deliver to low bandwidth areas?
We changed the Vidyo client we were using, and we went to Vidyo. Because Vidyo uses the H.264 client, which is more forgiving, provides high-quality video but holds on in low bandwidth situations, it was an attractive purchase for us.
Okay. What's the privacy concern in respect to the patients, and how can you resolve an issue like this?
I'm not sure of the clarity of that question. I'm not sure of the context. Vidyo is HIPAA compliant. It provides for encryption point to point. I'm not sure how you mean that question.
Okay. What steps did you take to help the community install the necessary applications and specifically IT support?
That is a wonderful question, and I'm really glad it was asked. We struggled with our initial client, SIP client, because it was tied to our institution and required a net ID, an institutional ID. Vidyo is very easy to deploy. We have an account administrator. They create accounts. The account information is sent to the account holder with instructions on how to download the client and configure the portal. The application is well built and very intuitive, easy to use. And then we offered the new account holder to do a test call with them after they had their account configured. Most of it was done by email. Very simple, very easy to distribute, and very easy to administer.
Okay, and how does MUSC handle patients or families that don't have technology skills or issues during the call?
That's always a challenging question. When you're a big healthcare institution, you have lots of patients, and lots of patients have diverse equipment. the beauty of Vidyo is that it is available on iOS, OS X, Windows, and Android. And while the patient may not have a smart device, they generally have access to a PC somewhere, even if it's in a public library.
Okay, and the invite guest by email feature, one of our guests has asked if that is because MUSC is on Pell, or can that be done using deep integration?
The invite guest by email feature is all internal to Vidyo itself. It does not require any integration into Vidyo at all. It is an inherent feature of the product. And it can be incorporated into the integration with Epic or the integration with GetWell or by itself as a standalone platform.
What active testing or QA efforts are executed to ensure availability so that experience isn't disruptive?
Here on campus, we have dual instances of Vidyo. We also have a Vidyo sandbox where we have test servers to try new software before it's deployed. And our systems are monitored 24 hours a day for both servers, hardware being up, and the services running. If I understood the question correctly.
Sounds good. And Clay or Krishna, do you have anything to add to that one?
No, I do not. If Krishna has something he wanted to do.
Okay.
Oh, I think you covered it.
Perfect. Okay, so what is the typical bandwidth used in each patient doctor video visit?
MUSC likes to run high def bandwidth, so we'll push as much bandwidth as we can across our campus network. But understanding that you know, people are in rural communities, I've seen the bandwidth go down to 512K and hold on to the connection and be just fine.
Did you see external patients through MyChart using web or app to access and connect? Did you push Vidyo Connect to app provider PCs?
I'm sorry, I did not understand that question. Sophie, can you repeat that, please?
Yes, I can repeat it. Did you see external patients through MyChart using web or app to access and connect? And did you use Vidyo Connect as your app provider on PC?
Yes. The short answer is yes. We saw external patients, but I want to make a note there. These were existing patients of MUSC, so they already had a medical record number, and they had our instance of MyChart on their phone. If they're new patients, then they won't have a medical record number, they won't have MyChart, and we could not do a video visit with them. And the application that conducted the video visit through MyChart was our integration with Vidyo.
Okay. Are sessions recorded and stored? If so, are they saved on local servers or cloud-based servers?
We do not record any patient care applications. There are several liabilities associated with doing that.
Consults can be recorded, but they're stored locally through our video replay application.
Thank you, Clay.
You're welcome.
Did the GetWell network integration with Epic also allow PTZ in the room? Does it leverage Vidyo Connect or Vidyo Room or SDK?
It leverages Vidyo Room and Vidyo Connect. The provider may be at home, launch the chart, and have Vidyo Connect on his or her PC, initiate the connection. And in the patient room itself is a Vidyo Room system behind the TV integrated to an Iridium-style TV that can change sources on the fly.
Okay. Can webinar or webcast functionality be provided with third-party servers on RTMP protocol?
That would be a question for one of Vidjo's engineers.
So I can help answer that. Yes, the answer is yes. This is something we're working towards to be able to provide support for broadcasting an actual conference by RTMP through our video gateway by using our video gateway APIs.
Okay, are there any other questions? Last chance. Again, we're accepting questions in the right-hand bottom corner of your in-call chat. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I did see one question about sending the webinar recording and the slides, and you will be receiving that via your email in the next week or so. So, again, thank you to our speakers. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a great week.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.